And you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
The U.S. military releasing a black and white video, it says, shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded mine from the Japanese-owned tanker, suggesting Iran did not want that mine traced. Iran denies involvement. This is Fox News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It puts your profile in front of potential employers. And if they like your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today.
From Chicago, a baby boy cut from his 19-year-old mother's womb with a butcher knife back in April died today. The newborn had been in grave condition ever since the fatal attack. A 46-year-old woman who claimed she'd given birth to the boy was arrested after she took him to the hospital and tests determined she wasn't his mother. The woman's 24-year-old daughter also facing first-degree murder charges. A convicted ISIS supporter sentenced today in Ohio.
A judge in Cincinnati giving Laith Alabini 15 years in prison for attempting to join the Islamic State group. The 28-year-old was initially arrested at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport in 2017. Prosecutors say he was trying to fly to Turkey or Jordan before crossing into Syria to join the ISIS cause. He was charged with conspiring and attempting to provide support to a foreign terrorist organization. Federal authorities say Alabini wanted to become a suicide bomber. Tom Graham, Fox News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could be heading here to face charges, but it could take a while.
A court here in London scheduled the extradition hearings for late February. An attorney representing the U.S. told the court the 18-count indictment against Assange represents one of the largest compromises of confidential information in the history of the United States. The founder of WikiLeaks, speaking via video link from a British prison, denied the allegations, arguing WikiLeaks is nothing but a publisher. His lawyer called the case an outrageous full-frontal assault on journalistic rights.
Fox's Ryan Chillicote in London. This is Flag Day. President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed it so back in 1916. The Second Continental Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes on this day in 1777. The U.S. Army also celebrates its birthday today. The Army, 2 years older than our grand old flag. I'm Jay Metzler, and this is Fox News.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
it's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Give me just a little
time. Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring dirt bikes, kids bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. And by the way, Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you've got some physical limitations, yeah, they got them too. Check them out, LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Okay, I want to go to the audio soundbite for one reason. There is an issue that has come up, and it's the opposition research thing. And everybody, and the president this morning walked it back a little bit. And said, "Oh, certainly, I'd report it to the, I would report it to the FBI." The big question is it a crime if he were to accept Oppo research from a foreign government or a foreign national? Let's go to cut five. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano, pretty smart guy. I don't always agree with him, but a pretty learned member of the bench. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano, and this is by the way, was on with Shepard Smith. The president's foreign dirt would be a felony. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Is there any wiggle room? Is there any way to argue that dirt from a foreign entity on a political opponent would be something that you can receive legally? Any wiggle room at all?
There is no wiggle room with respect to dirt, with respect to opposition research, because the Federal Election Commission has already decided in other cases that that is, quote, a thing of value. The phrase a thing of value.
Money or a thing of value.
Correct. Comes from the statute, which prohibits receipt of money or a thing of value from a foreign national, whether the person is working for a foreign government or not.
So what the president said he would do to George Stephanopoulos, if he did it, would be felonious.
Correct. Meaning he would be committing a felony, and the person giving it to him, if that person was ever here and subject to our jurisdiction, would be committing a felony as well.
If you're sitting in Riyadh or in Moscow watching the telly, and you hear the president say, "I would accept it," what sort of message does that send to you who want to curry favor with the leader of the free world?
To give him what you think will help him either in his work as president or in his candidacy for re-election. I mean, this was debated very loud and long in the Citizens United case in which the Supreme Court basically said, money is an expression of an opinion. So you can spend all your own money you want, and the federal regulations prohibiting you from spending your own money are unconstitutional. It expressly says this does not pertain to foreign nationals who still cannot influence an American campaign with money or a thing of value.
Okay. I mean, that's the legalese. Now, everybody is weighing in on it. Everybody.
He's a real estate guy. He didn't know.
Whoops.
Better. There's no not knowing better now.
Okay. There you go. I want to go to cut four because this is Andrew McCabe, a former assistant director of the FBI. And he was on with Chris Cuomo last night. His reaction to the Trump Oppo research comments. And again, Andrew McCabe, a guy that probably has some dirt on his hands. But this is Andrew McCabe, the former FBI director, with Chris Cuomo, the reaction to that Trump Oppo research comments thing. Here it is.
Does the argument that, yeah, okay, you shouldn't have Russians giving you anything, and you shouldn't have been paying Russians for information to amass a dossier the way Clinton did, do you see these as analogs?
Not at all, Chris. There's no equivalence between those two examples. To openly invite foreign intelligence officers, representatives from a hostile foreign government to steal information, to acquire opposition research in any way, in any illegal way that they might do that, and to present it to you is one thing. For a campaign to hire a law firm, an American law firm, who then turns around and hires an American research company, who then contracts out with a foreign individual, that is not illegal. Campaigns are allowed to hire individuals, foreign individuals, and to pay those individuals for the services that they provide. And I would add, too, Chris, that in the example of the Clinton campaign, it was that very foreign individual who stepped forward and provided the information he had collected to the FBI simply because he was so troubled by what he was seeing. So it's odd that a foreign individual involved in the campaign process was familiar enough with the threat and with the concerns that information posed that he stepped forward and provided it to the FBI, not something obviously that the president and his staff would be willing to do.
Let me ask you something. If it happens again, God forbid, and we see proof that it was once again designed to help the Trump campaign, do you have any concerns about whether this attorney general, this DOJ leadership, would even open an investigation if it were going to be into the president?
I think that's a great question, Chris. I don't have any concerns that the men and women in the FBI, the folks who watch Russia every single day, spend their careers trying to hold back Russian aggression, I don't have any doubt that they would make the same recommendations that when they have information that indicates a threat to national security exists, that an investigation should be pursued.
There you have it. That is Andrew McCabe, the former assistant director of the FBI. Unbelievable. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, we're going to pose the question, are we doing enough right now to make sure the Russians don't tap into 2020. We're going to take a break. So stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ooh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, over the last, 24 to 48 hours, we've heard a lot about the president's comments to George Stephanopoulos relative to would he accept oppo research, opposition research, dirt, on an opponent if it came from a foreign government or people with ties with foreign government. I mean, where do you draw the line? Is it somebody that has a Russian surname? Is that what the deal is? But that's an important question. Chris Cuomo, I'm not a big Chris Cuomo fan, okay? But he said something last night that resonated with me. And that was this whole issue of, we don't think they hacked too badly into the 2018 midterms. But what about the 2020 presidential reelect? Might the Russians try to interfere with that? And Chris Cuomo, last night, let's go to cut three. Chris Cuomo said something that resonated with me about the 2020 reelection bid.
The right is dogged about the dossier and Clinton, and spying. But what's been done to harden the election security? Punishment for what was done in 2016, sanctions on Russia. We remember that story. The administration slow walked those. But they didn't really make it harder to interfere the next time. There was also a check cut to some states to help with the midterms. But that's not about 2020. There's been nothing. We don't even have the social media folks on board with a set of parameters for all to follow or else. There's not even a real plan that we know about to harden the ballot infrastructure. How, when you know they want to do it again? But doesn't mean everybody's just sitting on their hands. There have been a flurry of bills dealing with election security, some with bipartisan sponsors. There are about 14 of them in the House, another 16 in the Senate. But none of it is going anywhere because Senator Mitch McConnell would have you believe everything's already okay.
Thanks to efforts across the federal government in 2018, we were ready.
Were we? That nothing to see here attitude is a recurring theme from Mr. McConnell. You remember when President Obama wanted to go public with Russian meddling before the 2016 election? Now, look, there's criticism there about just going it alone. You were the president. It's your administration. But he went to McConnell to make it a joint effort. And he was the one who reportedly refused to make it a bipartisan message. That would wind up motivating an arguably poor decision by the administration to keep it quiet anyway. The bigger question is, why does McConnell balk? He claimed First Amendment objections when he shot down legislation that called for a disclosure of who's buying political ads or donating to certain groups. But even standalone measures backed by his own caucus have gone nowhere. The answer may simply be because he and his side benefited in 2016. Could he even be counting on benefiting the same way in 2020? If not, if he hates that suggestion, there's only one way to prove it. Do something to secure the elections.
Okay. So I want to ask you, you are the consumer. You are the boss. You are the client. The government's supposed to give you what you want. Among those things, I'm assuming, I'm just guessing, safe elections, secure elections. If a million people vote, a million votes are counted. And I want to ask you the question. As a constituent, as a citizen, are you confident that the 2020 re-election campaign will be secure from Russian interference, Chinese interference, or any interference? Now, just remember, these presidential elections, we saw $1.2 billion spent by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats to sully the reputation of Donald J. Trump, the candidate. Do you have any doubt that a similar amount of money will be spent in trying to unseat the president? I don't think there's any question about that. But I do want to ask you if you feel secure in the notion that these elections will come off, the Russians will not alter the outcome of the election. And have we done enough already? Do we need to do more? I mean, we believe it or not, we've got the first debates coming up later this month. We are there. We are there in the 2020 re-election cycle. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you honestly believe that our elections in 2020 will be secure. And like I said, and by the way, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, as you know, there are going to be 20 Democrat wannabes, presidential wannabes, that are going to be on the dais on June 26th and 27th in Miami. And by the way, this gives me an opportunity to at least let you know that Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And if you'll notice, I used the plural, parties. We're going to Rhythm Kitchen Wednesday and Thursday night, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6. Get there early. See our special pregame show. We're going to be talking with dignitaries, Republicans from all across the state. And we're going to have some fun. You can enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. And by the way, the best part, admission is free. So make your plans right now. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th, we'll be hooting and hollering. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear. Feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, sleepy Joe Biden, and crazy Bernie. You remember the fun we had in 2016? Wasn't that great? Oh, that was incredible. We're going to pick up where we left off. So we'll see you at Rhythm Kitchen. If you don't know where Rhythm Kitchen is, it's on South Decatur, just off the 215. Easy to get to from just about anywhere. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great. And there are going to be a lot of surprises. And there, in fact, we may have some prizes to give away as well. So make sure you make plans to be with us Wednesday and Thursday, the 26th and 27th of June, for what's going to be a fun night. Watch the Democrats stumble and fumble over themselves. And by the way, we ought to start a drinking game that we're going to do shots every time a candidate mentions investing. That means taxing. We're going to invest in infrastructure. We're going to invest in education. That means we're going to spend a lot of government money. But we ought to do a drinking game, a shot every time one of the Democrat candidates uses the word investment. Because that always means taxpayer dollars. That's what it always means. Coming up, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in. You get to talk about what you want to talk about, what matters to you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We make it so easy for you. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and it's coming up. Stick around. There is so much to do. One of the people that will be on the stage in Miami, we don't know which day yet, but we know he made the cut. Julian Castro with Martha McCallum, a town hall on Fox, dodged questions about immigration. Oh, that's a big surprise. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are lower in afternoon trading as tech shares are coming under pressure today following lower guidance by chip giant Broadcom, which blamed effects of the U.S.-China trade fight. A round of disappointing Chinese economic data is also weighing on the market today. And Facebook will be ramping up its global advertising spending as it focuses on rebuilding trust after a series of privacy missteps and other controversies which have put a dent into its reputation. And shares of online pet products retailer Chewy taking flight in its debut on Wall Street today and soaring from its initial public offering price of $22. It's now trading over $35. Privately owned Chewy was acquired by PetSmart back in 2017 for about $3 billion to add an online business to complement its store base. Americans spending over $72 billion on their furry friends last year, according to the American Pet Products Association. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Iran says the U.S. is behind it. President Trump weighing in on the attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, telling Fox and Friends it's Iran's fault.
They're a nation of terror.
The president also clarifying comments he made to ABC News that he would listen to dirt on a political opponent from a foreign agent.
I don't think anybody would present me with anything, Ben, because they know how much I love this country.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the president also saying he believes China will eventually have to agree to a tariff deal with the U.S.
We've gone up in value $14 or $15 trillion. They've gone down probably $20 trillion.
A first at the U.S. Naval War College, a female leader, Rear Admiral Shoshana Chatfield, and his family says an infant boy who was cut from a Chicago woman's womb has died at the hospital. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel.
The animating question for me is always, what's going to happen next? If people sense that you're not pushing an agenda, you're not pulling your punches, they're going to rely on you. It's a commitment to the truth. One of the advantages, I think, of having been in this business so long, you're able to detect what is real, what is important, and what's just political noise.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. And by the way, a lot of you, even as we speak, are still making plans for summer. I know we're like chest deep into summer already, and the weather's turning as well. But the fact is, a lot of people are still saying, guys, you know, I'd like to do something with the family, do it outdoors. That'd be a great opportunity. Okay. I want to ask you the question, though, that Chris Cuomo brought up. And that is the whole notion of, are we doing enough relative to our security of the 2020 reelect campaign? And there are people that are very, very worried that the Russians or the Chinese or somebody else, somebody we don't even know about, you know? I want you to hear from Julian Castro, former mayor of San Antonio, former HUD director. And he was on with Brett Baer, and he made a rather bold statement. This whole thing of the watchdog group that came out yesterday and said that they should that essentially Kellyanne Conway should be fired. Breach of ethics. This is Julian Castro, cut number one, and this was with Brett Baer yesterday.
A federal watchdog agency recommended that White House counselor Kellyanne Conway be fired for violating the Hatch Act, essentially campaigning while in federal office. When you were HUD secretary, the same agency accused you of the same thing. President Obama gave you a pass. Should President Trump give Kellyanne Conway a pass?
Thank you for the question. Let me explain sort of what happened back then. And also, let me apply that to the political climate that I think that we have today. So in 2016, when Hillary Clinton was running, I was doing an interview at the HUD studio, I think with Katie Couric. And we were talking about HUD business, about housing, and then she asked me a question about the presidential race. And I said, well, just let me put on my other hat. And I talked about why I supported Hillary Clinton. Somebody complained that that was a violation of the Hatch Act. And, you know, we consulted with our HUD general counsel, and they said, you know what, that is. And so I said, I made a mistake. I'm going to make sure that I admit that and that we will do everything that we can so that I understand where those lines are and that everybody else on my team understands where those lines are. I think it's important for leaders to be able to acknowledge when they've made mistakes and then to be able to take proper action to correct that. The difference between me and Kellyanne Conway is, and the Office of Special Counsel pointed this out, she violated the Hatch Act, and instead of saying, okay, look, I'm going to take these efforts to make sure that doesn't happen again, she said, to hell with it. I'm going to keep doing it. They said that she had repeatedly done that. That's the difference. I don't think that we're going to find anybody either in this race or in our homes and in our community that has never made mistakes. The true test of a leader is, what do you do when you make that mistake? Are you big enough to own up to it and then make sure that you correct what you do in the future? Or do you do basically what she did, which is to say, no, I'm bigger than that. No, she did the wrong thing, and I support the Office of Special Counsel's determination that because she repeatedly violated it, even though she was clearly told that it was a violation, that she should be removed from office.
Let me just throw this out there. So Julian Castro is saying what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander. That it's not, that for whatever reason, what he did, it was okay, you can stay on. And that to me is kind of the biggest double standard out there. Now Castro, let's go to cut two, was at this Fox Town Hall and was on with Martha McCallum as well as Brett Baer. And I want you to listen to how he dodged questions about immigration. And should we just let anybody in? This again, Julian Castro at a Fox Town Hall yesterday.
In 1929, the United States passed the Immigration and Nationality Act, and Section 1325 of that basically said that it's a criminal offense to cross the border. However, from 1929 until about 2004, the United States did not enforce somebody crossing the border as a criminal violation. We enforced it basically as a civil violation. And it was after we started enforcing it as a criminal violation that a lot of the problems that we see today of this huge backlog of people out there in the country that are waiting in limbo, of the separation of little children from their parents and the detention and incarceration of these families, when that started happening, right? So I've said there's a better way to do this. I would dispute the statistic from that deputy secretary about how many people actually returned for their court dates. In fact, at the end of the Obama administration, they implemented something called the Family Case Management Program. And this Family Case Management Program essentially worked with folks who had a court date that they needed to come back and appear for. It was based on sort of a case manager form, and they kept in constant contact with the families. They knew where they were. They informed them about their court dates and the responsibility that they had. During that program, people had more than a 98% return rate to come back to their court dates. And so I say, instead of treating people cruelly, instead of wasting money instead of wondering where people are at, why don't we implement a smart, effective, and humane program like that family case management program?
It doesn't sound like there's anyone that you wouldn't let in. I mean, is there anyone you wouldn't let in?
No, I haven't said that.
But if it's not illegal to cross the border legally, and it's okay to not show up for, you know, I know you want people to show up for their court date, but you said, you know, that's not where you would draw the line with the law either. So who, you know, who doesn't, does everyone also get in or who doesn't get in?
Well, I mean, let's just take a step back, right? Because some people have said, for instance, they say, are Democrats for open borders? Hey, let's think about, and the folks here in Arizona know, just like those of us in Texas, we know about the border. We have at our border 654 miles of fencing. We have thousands of personnel on our border. We have planes. We have helicopters. We have guns. We have security cameras.
But you've got 100,000 people crossing the border a month.
Well, and we have a court system that is designed but is underfunded to be able to deal with that. So I would immediately fund enough judges and support staff to actually deal with those cases
but
so that somebody
the
gets
the doctor's
an
question, you do think it's a crisis?
I think it's a crisis of leadership. I think this president
not
has
like
made
an
it
actual
worse.
Crisis.
I think the crisis that exists is driven by the conditions in countries like El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. And instead of making it better, this president is actually making it worse.
Making it worse? I don't know about that. We're going to take a quick break. More coming up as we continue. It is Friday. It is Live and Local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, there's been a lot of controversy just in the last, 24, 48 hours about this whole thing of the president and his interview with George Stephanopoulos. The president today walked it back and said, sure, I'd call the FBI. Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me one way or another. But from a legal standpoint, what the president did as a candidate was fine. Now, you can say, is it what you'd want a candidate for president to be doing? Maybe, maybe not. Doesn't matter to me. And by the way, when he joked, and he was joking, the line that the Democrats have trotted out time and again is this thing of, hey, tell the Russians if they can find the 33,000 emails that Hillary lost, destroyed, you know, let me know. It was a joke. And it was long before most people believed that the Russians were trying to obstruct or influence our elections. I think many people are just now coming to the party after the Comey report where it says, yeah, they did try and influence our elections. Not terribly successfully, but they did try. But this whole deal about whether it's legal or illegal. For that, we go to Judge Andrew Napolitano. This is Cut 5. Was on with Shepard Smith. And that essentially the Trump foreign dirt, oppo research, whatever you want to call it, would be a crime.
Is there any wiggle room? Is there any way to argue that dirt from a foreign entity on a political opponent would be something that you can receive legally? Any wiggle room at all?
There is no wiggle room with respect to dirt, with respect to opposition research, because the Federal Election Commission has already decided in other cases that that is, quote, a thing of value. The phrase a thing of value.
Money or a thing of value.
Correct. Comes from the statute, which prohibits receipt of money or a thing of value from a foreign national, whether the person is working for a foreign government or not.
So what the president said he would do to George Stephanopoulos, if he did it, would be felonious.
Correct. Meaning he would be committing a felony, and the person giving it to him, if that person was ever here and subject to our jurisdiction, would be committing a felony as well.
If you're sitting in Riyadh or in Moscow watching the telly, and you hear the president say, I would accept it, what sort of message does that send to you who want to curry favor with the leader of the free world?
To give him what you think will help him either in his work as president or in his candidacy for re-election. I mean, this was debated very loud and long in the Citizens United case in which the Supreme Court basically said, money is an expression of an opinion. So you can spend all your own money you want, and the federal regulations prohibiting you from spending your own money are unconstitutional. It expressly says this does not pertain to foreign nationals who still cannot influence an American campaign with money or a thing of value.
Okay, so the bottom line is that what the president was talking about doing is probably illegal. It's probably a felony.
He's a real estate guy. He didn't
Whoops. Know. Yeah, let's undo that. We've heard enough of Shepard Smith. Let's go to cut six, though. Because this is Judge Andrew Napolitano. And let's just call him dubious. Judge Andrew Napolitano, along with Shepard Smith, about the claims of Oppo Research.
Look, the president has argued that he has the freedom of speech and he is the head of the country and he is the head of the free world and he can listen to any information he wants. That is true, except if he is a candidate, then what he receives is regulated by federal laws that he took an oath to uphold. And among those laws are you cannot take something, accept something, receive something from a foreign national under the guise of being the head of state or because you want to use it for your campaign.
That would be a felony.
That would be a felony. So this is not an area of the freedom of speech. This is not the president saying, well, I speak to foreign leaders all the time. This is
compared it. Did you see the tweet? I meet and talk to foreign governments every day. I just met with the Queen of England, the Prince of Wales, which has been corrected here in this second version, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister of Ireland, the President of France, the President of Poland. We talked about everything. Should I immediately call the FBI about these calls and meetings? As if he doesn't know the difference between lunch with the Queen of England and stuff coming from a Russian translator.
Lunch with the Queen of England is not regulated speech. Information coming into the campaign, something of value, is regulated and is prohibited, as I said, in laws that he swore to uphold.
Here's a new thing, a brand new thing that's about to happen in the Senate, and we'll have live coverage of that in just a moment. It's new to us. Democrats in the Senate are working on new legislation that would make it a requirement of law, not just of rules and regulations, as previously stated, but a requirement of law that you report such contacts to the FBI. It's already illegal and would be a felony to accept such information in the way of a thing of value, but now they want to make it a law that you have to report to the
FBI.
You
know, it's interesting because the FBI director said under oath at his confirmation hearing in response to a question from Senator
Lindsey Graham,
of all people, yes, this should be reported immediately. The president told George Stephanopoulos the FBI director is wrong. Such a statute would clarify this and impose upon the president, whoever that may be, more of a burden to enforce these laws on him or herself, as well as on anybody else running for office.
When you heard this, what was your first reaction?
The president of the United States of America is prepared to commit a felony to get reelected. That was my reaction, and it was not a happy one. I was not happy to hear it. I thought he shot himself in the foot politically, and I wished he hadn't said it, but he did.
Okay. By the way, it was not my favorite response from the president, but it doesn't really matter. What he did as a candidate is one thing. What he can do as president is another thing. That's rather obvious. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I'm going to give the last word today to Sarah Sanders. I think she has been the best of the lot as far as spokespeople for the president. She has the toughest job of all. And by the way, the smartest thing she did was eliminating a lot of those White House briefings. The president takes a lot of questions when he's jumping on Marine One, headed out to Andrews. And I was so moved yesterday watching Sarah Sanders cut seven as the president announced her departure from the White House.
She's going to be leaving the service of her country, and she is going to be going, I guess you could say private sector, but I hope she's going to, she's comes from a great state, Arkansas. That was a state I won by a lot, so I like it. Right? But we love Arkansas, and she's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family, her husband, who's a fantastic guy, and her family. And I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that. But I just saw in the room, and I really wanted to call her up. She is a special person, a very, very fine woman. She has been so great. She has such heart. She's strong, but with great, great heart. And I want to thank you for an outstanding job.
Yes, sir.
And thank you. Come. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll try not to get emotional because I know that crying can make us look weak sometimes, right? This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president. He has accomplished so much in these 2.5 years, and it's truly been something I will treasure forever. It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine. And it's truly the most special experience. The only one I can think of that might top it just a little bit is the fact that I'm a mom. I have 3 amazing kids, and I'm going to spend a little more time with them. And In the meantime, I'm going to continue to be one of the most outspoken and loyal supporters of the president and his agenda. And I know he's going to have an incredible 6 more years and get a whole lot more done, like what we're here to celebrate today. And I don't want to take away from that. So I certainly want to get back to the tremendous thing that the people behind me have done. And thank you so much, Mr. President. It's truly an honor.
Thank you. Oh, there you go. She gets the last word today. That's going to do it today and for this week. We'll tee it up again Monday, live and local now. 5% appear too small. Here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!
A drawing divided.